Dr. Elizabeth Kissling said in Scientific American in 2019 that the use of hormonal birth control for menstrual suppression, so that is shutting down your period, is the longest and largest uncontrolled medical experiment we've ever had.
Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I have gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart.
Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
I have to say, when I was reading some of these things, you know, well, I think, first of all, I think that, to your point, the public generally views hormonal contraception, contraceptives as this benign intervention. But when I was reading about mate selection, I could not believe what I was reading. So let's just start. What I would like to do is kind of walk through system by system in terms of how hormonal contraceptions can affect us. And I want to start with mate selection because it is almost so outrageous.
I will say, when it comes to mate selection and orgasm talk, that's when every man runs into the room to listen in. So here we go. Right? Yeah. Okay. So now here's the deal. First thing you have to understand is that you're an animal. And while we like to think we're super evolved humans, and we are in a lot of ways, we're still animals, which means that our sense of smell is still very, very important. And in fact, this is how we select for mates. One of the ways that we select for mates is by the pheromones that they put off. Now, are the pheromones just them smelling good? Maybe. But really what's going on is that they're telling us about their genetics and their MHC complex, which is the major histocompatibility complex. So it's going to tell us about their immune system. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are not on birth control, you actually will select for a mate who's as genetically dislike you as possible. So not you, not like you, not even in your family. And so what does that do? It gives our offspring basically a better shot at genetic variability. And so that the best genes win. Now, when you're on hormonal birth control, you actually select for someone who's more similar to you, like think your cousin genetically, which is about when everybody goes, ew, And it only gets worse mm-hmm. because
yeah. we're still going to go down from there. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry guys. Yeah. but you know, what's really interesting about this. Okay. So women are selecting for men who are more genetically similar. They're also selecting for men who look more feminine.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And so they did a study where they put these women in front of these screens, men and women's faces, and they can manipulate them to make them as gorgeous as possible. So they're just like, have at it. Make them the sexiest beast you can. Mm-hmm. And I have Jason Momoa in my mind as I say that.
Aquaman. Yes.
Love him. Aquaman.
Love him. Yeah.
Oh, Colorado. So now we're going to have to go down Game of Thrones, right? So with that, they then put women on hormonal birth control and had them come back 3 months later. And what they found is they manipulated the men's faces. So initially they made the men have these strong jaws. They were like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. And I use that because if anyone's seen that, he has a whole song dedicated to how manly he is. And he ain't wrong. He's spot on. So that's how they first manipulated the faces. They come back. Now they make the men more feminine. The jawline structure starts to change. They didn't do anything to women's faces, but they started to manipulate their potential mates to look more like women and less like men, which is something where researchers are like, well, this might be why women on hormonal birth control, they actually select for men what they prioritize, what they find is most important, is not how attracted they are to them. It is more about how much money do they make. Yes, men, you just heard that right. She's a gold digger. But it's not just about like how much money, but it's also how smart he is. Now, what does this translate to in modern society? This is the fittest of the species, right? Mm-hmm. So what we select for when we're not on birth control is that alpha male. He's big, he's strong, he protects us, he smells delicious. When mm-hmm. we're on birth control, we want the smart guy who earns money. That is like modern society's way of selecting. And so it's almost like this artificial shift where we don't know inherently as the animals we are, how we should be selecting for mates. And so we start overthinking like, okay, let me think about who should I actually be selecting for. But what's sad about this is that when women come off of hormonal birth control, they can be at a higher risk of divorce and initiating the divorce. They also then begin to prioritize how attractive their mate is. And while hormonal birth control can rob you of your libido, and we can certainly talk more about that, when you come off of it, if you've selected your mate while you were on it and you come off of it, you may report more sexual dissatisfaction. And what researchers believe is because you were never matched to begin with.
Right.
You never were. You had this chemical that was clouding you. Now, does that mean you just stay on it because if you get off, you might get a divorce? That is why there are marriage counselors around the world. No, I don't think it has to end up that way. But I do think that there's going to be a process that you have to go through. And I've seen this with patients where they go into marriage counseling. Sometimes they work with the sex therapist as well. And they start to work on this with the understanding of, I was under the influence of drugs, right? I was under the influence.
Yes, I was under the influence. Yeah.
Yeah. And so in that, now that I've come off, while I'm feeling this disconnect, that doesn't mean that's just the way it is. Like evolutionarily speaking, our biology can rule a lot and our hormones certainly do. It's not the end all be all. Now on the flip side with men, you know, men actually, erotic dancers. I'm like, what is the PC word for stripper? And I just want to own that I'm like.
Professional? Maybe professional?
Professional dancer?
Professional
dancer? I'm like, are you a ballerina? I don't know.
Not a ballerina. Yeah.
Yeah. So like
exotic dancer. I think
I'm not disrespecting anybody. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So in that though, if they're ovulating, they get tipped more. They make more money. If they're on their period, they make less. If they're on birth control, they make it money. And because men can actually pick up on these differences and that her hormones are on mute. She's not communicating to him in the same way. And so this is just a really important distinction because
so it goes both ways. Like that mate selection goes both ways. That's crazy. Yeah.
I know. I could have written an entire chapter on this in my book, but there are things that had to get cut out. Mm-hmm. You guys, when I turned it in, it was 100,000 words and they were like, you have to cut at least 30,000 words. And so there was a lot that got cut out. Yeah, there's still so much we don't know about women not sensing danger and risk in the same way and putting themselves in riskier situations while on hormonal birth control. These subtle changes that happen, and we call them subtle because we really haven't studied them. We think they're subtle, but it may not just affect your mate. It may also affect how you interact with your child, with your sister, with your mother, with your community. And the truth is there's a whole lot we don't know about hormonal birth control's influence over female behavior because the studies haven't been done. Right. And in fact, Dr. Elizabeth Kissling said in Scientific American in 2019 that the use of hormonal birth control for menstrual suppression, so that is shutting down your period, is the longest and largest uncontrolled medical experiment we've ever had.
All right, Betty's, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.